This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
StoryCorps Chicago has helped thousands of people preserve important family moments. For Carter Wagner, it was the moment he came out as gay to his parents. He had just gotten back from summer camp. He'd had a lot of time to think and realized he couldn't keep the fact that he was gay a secret anymore. In 2016, Carter came to the StoryCorps booth at the Chicago Cultural Center with his mom, Nicole Wagner. She had learned some things she had never thought to ask Carter about.
Before you came out to Dan and I, did you come out to anybody else?
Oh, yeah. I came out to a lot of people. So, first I was talking to my friend Bailey at camp. And then I told my counselors, because it felt like they kind of needed to know. And then when I told you, because we were sitting at breakfast at a restaurant in Michigan, and I asked if I could talk to you. And I ran outside, and I was like, Mom, I'm gay. And you were like, oh, Carter, it's okay, and you're hugging me, and then Dad came over to us, and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't want to. And I, for some reason, I didn't want to tell him. And I was like, Dad, I'm gay. And he was like, so why are you crying then? So what do you remember about that day?
I just remember you coming back, and like within a day, I knew something was wrong. You weren't yourself. I said, what's going on? And that's when you said, let's go outside and talk. Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember, like, the night before I left camp, everybody was crying, but I was crying because, like, I didn't want to go home because I didn't want to have to tell you.
I'm really sorry about that.
I just kind of thought, for some reason, that because it was such a big change, it would be hard for you guys to take it.
What did you think our reaction was going to be?
I don't know, because, like, I'd always heard stories of, like, kids getting kicked out, and, like, I don't really know what I thought you guys were going to be like. I just thought that you guys weren't going to be happy with me.
Our best friends, family friends came over, and we had Skittles, and we all threw Skittles. We all pelted Skittles at you, and then we ate the rainbow cake that said, congrats, you're gay.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish that there was, not sometimes, I always wish that there was a bigger, young, like my age, community of gay kids, because I have friends who are like, oh yeah, I hooked up with this girl, or oh, we're dating. And obviously it's like, oh, it's a middle school relationship, but sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on that because I have nobody else to date. And obviously that's going to change in high school, and I'm going to have a lot of fun in high school because there's going to be all these newly gay guys. So that's going to be good for me in high school, but right now it's still a little tough. I just feel like my dating pool's so small already.
It'll widen, sweetheart. I am not worried about you finding anybody to date.
I came out at such a young age, but like my cousin, who also came out, was like 12 or 13 as well. And I was probably 16 when it happened. And I was like, she's too young. And then I was like, how does she know? And then I was like, oh, wait, that's how old I was. In high school, I ran and was elected as my school's first openly gay president. And I'm hoping that college, it won't really be that much of a factor in my life outside of who I end up dating.
I do hope that you'll find somebody and have a meaningful relationship, because I think you deserve it. And I think whoever captures your heart will be very lucky.
I feel like Carter's like the go-to gay. Like, people come to you, like, when they, like, before they come out, they go to Carter.
You're not the gay godfather, Mom.
That's Carter Wagner talking with his mom, Nicole. Carter is 18 now, a freshman at Tufts University in Boston. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. You can continue to preserve stories with your loved ones through the StoryCorps app or StoryCorps Connect. For more information, visit StoryCorps.org/participate.